Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 30, we were taught that before we start to do something for God, we need to ask God if He truly wants us to do it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you're going to forsake the house of God, don't expect to be used rightly of God. Expect all you all have is religion and emotion, but no real eternal substance from that. And this ephod could be seen. It was public, just like the sacrifices in the Old Testament were public. My friend, that's why you have the local church. It's a place to come to that altar, to make public inquiry of the Lord, to make altar decisions, to go to that altar to pray for a lost soul, to confess your sins to God, to come to that altar to pray for His leading, to pray for His help. And so, here's David with the ephod. He inquires of the Lord. But, we see again, you must pray. As it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So don't worry about anything. That's what he's saying. You talk to God about it. And he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, we do see here as David encourages himself in the Lord. He's the one that seems to have the peace. His army doesn't, but David does. Because he has the peace of God, he is able to lead God's army. And boy, that is so important for us. See, inquiring of God requires that we do it in a mind of obeying whatever God gives us to do. We find that obedience are to the things in His Word. We accept whatever God answer would be. Now, David would not have gone if God said, don't pursue. And David would not have gone to the Philistine armies, I think, if he had inquired of God first about it. See, sometimes we pray, we say, God, help me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And we haven't inquired about, does God want us to do this or do that? And sometimes we simply have to inquire of God to find out, God, do you want to use me in this? So although nothing has changed at the moment, the wives and children are still captured. All these other things are gone. The city's still burned down. David has God's promise, and therefore he goes in God's peace. Now, whether we live or die, peace with God is a great memorial to have. Do you have peace that your soul's destiny is heaven if you were to die today? Do you know that for sure? Romans 5:1 is very clear that being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 also shows that salvation is not our way. It's got to be God's way. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. You see, my friend, even Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You see, that's where he is the head. He is the husband. He is the Lord. He is the one with the power. You're saying he's my Lord. He's over me. I'm giving myself to him. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, that he had a literal physical resurrection. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But you know that righteousness is not your righteousness. It's the righteousness of God. And then he says, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can be saved. You can be saved. God did that for you. And we find that Isaiah, that in the Old Testament even, God wanted the whole world to know him. Now, in chapter 29, we see the contrast here with chapter 30. David tried to do what he thought was God's will, and he tried to do it his own way. Even when it comes to a good, spiritual, biblical work, we're to acknowledge God and allow him to direct our paths. We don't direct the paths. He does. And we must allow God to do that. I think of John chapter 21. And this may seem out there a little bit to you, but you remember when Jesus told the disciples to cast the net on the other side, and they did, and they brought in 153 great fish. But when they got to shore, six disciples were there and couldn't drag it in. Well, they come up and they eat, and then the Lord says, okay, now draw the fish in. And Peter does it by himself. One man was able to do what six others couldn't. Why? Because he did it at the timing of the Lord. And when the Lord said to do it, he did not strike out on his own to pull it in. He waited on God. And sometimes we can be doing the right thing, have the right desire, but we still have to learn on to wait on God and let him direct the battle. We don't direct it. God does. Now, it's interesting to note that David has been hunted in Israel. He was humiliated before the Philistines just 3 days earlier. His own army is ready to stone him. Don't you think that the desire to quit trying to serve the Lord may be starting to seep in? Most of us, it would. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, as verse 6 told us, because no one else would encourage David. And instead of quitting, David's song to the Lord became, I surrender all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I humbly give. And my friend, not even Abiathar the priest, do we see that there was any evidence that he encouraged David. David encouraged himself in the Lord. So as we look to our text continuing now, let's read verses 8 through 19 and pick up more of the story. There we read, again, after David inquires of the Lord, he says, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Now that's God's promise. That's the way God answered him. He says, pursue, and you're going to get everything back. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint, they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread. And he did eat. And they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came to him again. For he had eaten no bread and nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days agone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. We burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me, by God, that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither was their sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything they had taken to them. David recovered all. Now, as we look at this portion of the text, we first see an inquiry made. That is, David inquires of God. So after David encouraged himself in the Lord, he next inquires of the Lord's will. You see how that works? Before he started asking God what is his will, he encouraged himself. He just got alone with God, prayed, confessed his sins, I believe, and also praised God at that very time in one of the worst circumstances of his life. By the way, if you were humiliated somehow publicly at your church, would you stay? Hey, David stayed. He not only stayed, he encouraged himself. See, too many look for encouragement from people or friends. And if they don't get what they want, they quit. Do you have a relationship with Christ that is such that it will not quit? Is it such that you can encourage yourself in Him, even in the worst of times? Now notice the contrast with chapter 29. When he was gathered there with the Philistine army. In his flesh, he knew he wanted to do something for God's people. And that was a good desire. But he did not seek God if he should do this. His motives, his intentions were good. But he did not seek God, so he didn't go about it according to God's will, according to God's word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.